Welcome to the Red X Real Estate Podcast. Here, you'll discover how to create stability and opportunity for your business with tips, tricks, habits, and hacks from top-performing agents. If you'd like to receive notifications for new episodes, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever else you like to listen. And for even more updates on ebooks, webinar trainings, and other useful real estate content, head over to theredx.com/blog and click on any blog post to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Red X Podcast. My name is Haley Johnson. I'm going to be the host today. So glad that you're here. For people that are showing up live, thank you so much. I want you guys to know that this is a participatory event. We want you to ask questions. We want you to chat in, because we've got a really great episode today. We have Marco Lopez with us. Welcome, Marco.
Thank you so much, Haley. Excited to be here.
Yes, we're excited to have you. This is going to be awesome. Me and Marco were talking before the show about kind of what we're going to talk about, and I think this is super timely. So I want you guys to get out pen and paper, get ready to take some notes, because Marco is the master. He's going to come and take us to school and teach us some awesome things to get us ready for 2023. But before we do get into it, I just want to tell you guys, if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, please do so, whether on YouTube or you can go to redx.com/podcasts, and you'll get notified every time we have a new episode, which is wonderful. And also, we have our Facebook group that we have conversations like this all the time. It's called the Lead Gen Conversation. Be sure to head on over there and join there. But that's all for that kind of stuff. I do want to get started though. Marco, for those that don't know you, could you give us just a little brief introduction, who you are, why you're here?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm coming to you live from Salt Lake City today. And I grew up in Mexico for a few years growing up, and in Puerto Rico is where I was born. But most of my life I've spent, I've actually been in Utah, but in the United States, working with different companies, training different companies and entrepreneurs. I work a lot with Latin America as well. So that's a big part of what I do as well. But my background that has led me to where I am now and what I'm doing right now is I've always been so fascinated with the topic of mental noise, or just the stuff that gets in our way, how we get in our own way to do the work that would really make us productive and that could get us the results that we want. And so I know it's a huge issue in real estate. I've coached a lot of people in real estate, and you know, we tend to get in our own way. And so that's that I've been fascinated with, because I am one of those people that have so much experience with getting in my own way as well. And so it's just been a topic of fascination. And I've coached, or I've been coached by some of the top names in mindset. And so I've really just become super interested in this topic of mindset change, mindfulness, how we can part the waters of this mental noise and be able to move forward towards the dreams that we have, towards the results that we want to get, and how we can make that a choice, how we can choose to do that, which is the key.
I love that. That is perfect. I think especially for our audience and people that use Red X, mindset is so important. We talk to coaches, we talk to a lot of people in real estate, and the first thing that they'll mention is mindset. And if your mindset is not where it should be, then real estate and prospecting and anything is going to be a lot harder than it needs to be. And I like that you say we get in our own way. I think everybody can probably relate to that. So I want to get into that, especially agents that use Red X when they are prospecting tend to kind of procrastinate or get afraid of the phone. We call it phone reluctance, phone fear, things like that, where we get in our own way to the things that are going to actually help us accomplish our goals. And so I think this is perfect. Why don't we get started in that? Why is it such a struggle? First of all, why do we struggle with mindset so much, and accomplishing our goals? Maybe that's a vague question, but maybe we can start there.
No, it's a great question. You know, we ideally, our minds would be like this still, calm lake, right? Just visualize that. If your mind could be like a still, calm lake,
you could
think clearly, you could just move forward, you could take action. But the problem is that we tend to get turbulence in our mind. And that's because we as human beings, we're conditioned to letting the outside world control us. We let a failure affect us, and now we're analyzing ourselves and allowing our own self-image and our own self-worth to be affected by this no that we got, or somebody told us that we were bothering them, or that they didn't want to talk to us anymore. Whatever it is, we allow those things to affect our self-worth, and then there goes our confidence, the confidence that we had to move forward. And so it's just important to understand, Haley, that we tend to kind of degenerate. We tend to get disorder in our mind unless we are consciously and proactively, intentionally doing the things that help us get that order in our mind to move forward. It takes effort on our part, but it's a choice that we can all make.
It's something that's intentional, because you can go through the motions of every day, and you'll probably fall into a lot of that, a lot of fear, a lot of self-doubt, things like that. So then let's talk about how we don't do that. What are some things how we can be proactive instead of maybe reactive to the world around us?
That is such a great question, Haley. And that's what I've been studying. That's what I've put my whole put together a whole program around, a whole methodology around turning that around. So the way that I think about it, Haley, is a flow. So just imagine internally you have this flow going that's either moving forward, it's either moving you forward, you feel confident, you feel like you've got a lot of value to add to the world, you feel like people need your message, they need to know what it is that you are offering, and they need to everyone should work with you. People should be lining up to work with you, right? You've got this confidence to get out there and do it. But then something happens and then you start to doubt yourself. You go against yourself. And so that flow that was beautifully moving forward is now moving backwards. You're working against yourself. And so you go to pick up the phone, but you are doubting yourself. It feels like you're almost a fake, like I'm trying to act like I'm confident, but I'm filled with fear inside, right? And so it doesn't feel authentic. And so what I'd first like to mention, Haley, are these four connections that if you can be connected to these four things, it will help you to quiet that mental noise. And what I say is that I help entrepreneurs and real estate agents, I help people who are in charge of their own destiny, pretty much, to be able to move from noise to a song. A song is nice, right? A song is beautiful, and that's what we want, is a song. And so I'm going to give you an acronym, or song is an acronym for these four connections. So the acronym is connection to yourself, connection to others, connection to nature, and connection to a greater purpose. And so would you like me to go through those one by one?
Yes, let's start with S.
Okay, so S, first of all, the connection to S is just realizing that you are the captain of your own ship. It's your connection to yourself, which means that even though it doesn't seem like it sometimes, even though it seems like the outside world has control over you, or that you can't be successful because of what the economy is doing, and you are a victim to all these outside forces that are happening, you actually do have control. And your power to choose, your power to act, is your greatest human power. It's been called the greatest power. It's your greatest power, right, as a human being. And so your connection to yourself is all about taking control of the steering wheel and knowing that you have the power to change it. So if you feel yourself moving from that forward flow to the backward flow, just know that you can change it. You can change it by making choices that are in the correct flow, or that are in the productive flow moving forward. And so this is all a direction. And so the connection to self is really about being authentic. But then it comes to my next connection, which is a connection to all, which is others. And what we're saying there is that every choice that you make with your connection to self, these choices to move you forward should be choices that help others, They are helpful to other people. And so to really connect on a real level to others, you've got to be able to see others correctly. You've got to be able to see them, see their authentic selves. You've got to, when you're at home and you're thinking about calling somebody, you can't let yourself get into all these mind games where you're thinking, oh, they're too busy. Oh, I'm probably bothering people. Oh, people are so tight on money. Nobody's thinking about buying homes. You know, all this type of stuff that gets into our heads. Instead, you think about, these are human beings who matter like I matter. They have needs. There are people out there who are looking for something. They're looking for a solution that I can help them with, but they need guidance. And unless I reach out to them, they don't have that guidance, or they may be lost, right? And so you're connecting with that human side of them. You're not villainizing them, making them out to be people who just don't want to talk to you. You see them as people who have real needs, mm-hmm. and you're looking for somebody who has a need that you can meet. Mm-hmm. So you find that out by asking questions. You're not going to know unless you call them and ask them where they're at. Right. Ask them if they're looking for something, or where they're at, or how you can help them. What is your next step in the real estate process? What can I do to help you with that next step, or whatever? Just be helpful. So that connection to others is all about being helpful. It's in moving. This forward flow is all about helping others. It's about moving towards in a direction of service to others. Okay, does that make sense? So yeah. Now moving on to the third connection, which is nature. So what would nature have to do with this? Well, each of these connections connect you to your most authentic self. So your most authentic self is connected to your own power to make decisions. It's also connected to serving others, because we're all connected. But now going into this one, you're connected to your surroundings. But the thing that blocks you from your surroundings, or from your ability to enjoy life beautifully. Right now, I'm looking out my window. I'm in a hotel and I can see the freshly fallen snow on the mountains. All the mountains are white. And I can enjoy this. I can sit here and just take some deep breaths and just enjoy the beauty of these mountains and how beautiful they are. And I can see the way that the sun is hitting the mountains. And it's beautiful if I'm in the space to be able to connect with that. But if my mind is full of thoughts of self-doubt and worry and ruminating, which just means repeating thoughts over and over again about something negative that happened, I'm in no space to be able to take in that beauty for me to be able to flush my mind of the negative thoughts. I can't do it because my mind is too busy. So there could be great intuitive answers, these great ideas out there, but I'm not in a space to be able to feel them or to experience them because my mind is too busy. So this connection to nature is really all about mental clarity. It's about letting go of the thoughts that aren't serving you. And we have a lot of those extra thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
And those could be many, you know, all kinds of many different thoughts, including things like real estate agents who don't have a system, who don't have a process. They don't have a good system to be able to take notes about their clients. And so they're trying to remember everything in their head. It's too much mental noise, too much clutter. We got to get that out of our head and into the systems so that we can be at our best and so we can get this great forward flow.
I like that.
Okay. And then finally, so we'll wrap up with the last connection, which is a connection to a greater purpose. Mm. And what we're talking about there is something bigger than yourself. This could be your greatest self, or your, just think about you at your very, very best. Where have you been at your very, very best? You're inspired. So the connection to a greater purpose is about inspiration. It's about higher thoughts that inspire your mind and get you to think at a higher level.
Yeah.
So great books, just think of the great books of philosophers and religious teachers and things that have talked to you about your potential, that have spoken to you, that you have connected with, right? Those things, those kinds of ideas will fill your mind and help you. If it's truth, it will resonate with you and it will help you gain more awareness, a greater awareness of your potential. And when you're in that space, now you feel more full and now you're ready to go on to close the circle, right? We started with self, others, nature, and now a greater purpose, but now it comes back to self again, and you close that circle, and now you're ready to make decisions in favor of this higher self, this greater self.
I like this.
It gives you a little bit of an introduction, but these are four connections that work together very well. And if you've got all four in place, then you're flowing. But sometimes we're kind of lopsided. You might have all of them in place except for nature. You think you're connecting with, you know, greater ideas, inspiring ideas. You think you're connecting with your decisions. You feel like you're connecting with others, but your mind is so bogged down with noise all the time that you're really not doing any of those as well as you could. So you want to take care of your mind, your greatest instrument.
Okay, so I've been writing notes. This is awesome. I want to go and maybe dissect a little bit into those four because I have some questions. And also I want to kind of relate it to agents that are maybe watching this a little bit more. So for self, the first one, control and power of choice and things like that. What makes me think right now is the market is shifting a lot, it has definitely shifted. Interest rates are up and agents are a little nervous about things that are changing. And when we see top producing agents, the ones that are always having consistent business and are really successful, are the ones that don't let their business be dictated by the market. They're ones that take it on, and they create systems and they create, or they do the activities that don't matter on or they don't rely on market conditions. A lot of agents, when the market was really great about a year ago, even like 6 months ago, it was really easy to get business and everyone was wanting to buy homes and everything like that. And so they were doing really well. And then when things shift, they're like, oh no, I don't know what to do. But taking control, seeing that you have the choice to implement things that will help your business no matter what is going on, that is something that you can do to take it back, to take control back into your business and not have to worry. Because if we're always worried about something happening that we can't control, I'm stressed just thinking about that. But so that's something I thought about. And then others, something that I really like is what you talked about, building confidence. And something we talk about this all the time about how you can build confidence in your prospecting, in you. And something that agents always say is to have affirmations, even just to like repeat to yourself, like, I can do this, I'm helping others, and these other people need my services, and I want to help them. You know, sometimes maybe we get in our heads that like, oh, they don't want to hear from me, I'm bugging them, all this stuff. But the truth is, if you're actually confident in your skills as a real estate agent, then you should know that you're going to be helping them, and these people need you. And remembering that, awesome. Then, sorry, did you have something to say about that?
No, just so on both of those, really quick, Kaylee, with the connection to self, taking control. One, I don't want to tell people what to do. I don't want to tell them you should always be in this forward flow, because we're human beings, and I'm a coach of this stuff, but I so many times find myself in that backward era where I'm doubting myself and I'm fearing and, you know, and so I don't think anybody really overcomes that 100%. But what you want to understand is that there is this duality or dichotomy of humanity where part of the time you're living in this forward flow and this other part of the time you're living in this backward flow. And you're the one who gets to decide which one you want to live in. You get to decide. You have that choice. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to tell people just live in this forward flow because, because then they are beating themselves up when they're not. They're hard on themselves. They're thinking, oh man, like I can't do it. And they're out there doing it every day and something must be wrong with me. And you're beating yourself up. But just to understand, everybody does both. Everybody does the forward cycle And then everybody does the backwards cycle where you're kind of, you're living in fear. The forward cycle is the path of confidence and peace and mental clarity. You're feeling great. Things are going good. You're living in just these wonderful things are happening. It seems like the law of attraction is working for you. Things are just coming to you. Things are flowing so beautifully. But then something happens and then you find yourself like something happens like a deal falls through or somebody tells you they decide to go with someone else or whatever, yeah. Right? Something happens that causes you to doubt yourself. Actually, the thing didn't cause you to doubt yourself, but you decided to doubt yourself. You decided to dwell on those thoughts and really focus on it. And so before you know it, you're in this backward spin. And you've got a choice though. You always have a choice of how long you want to stay in that backward spin and how long you want to get back to the forward place. And the portal, the way to get to that forward motion is by, the way to get to the forward motion is by sticking to your integrity, sticking to what's real, getting back to what's real. And so a lot of times it's quieting the mind. It might be studying your affirmations. It really, you can do it through any of these four connections. So you could just think about it and you could think, wait a second, I have a choice. So you're using the S in song to get back on track. Or you can take a few minutes to just think about one person who you know really needs your thing and see them as a human being and see them as somebody with real needs and realize, wait a second ago, I was thinking of these people as all these people that just want to shut me down. But now you're seeing their humanity, that they have real needs, or the connection to nature being, you know what, my mind is too full. Why don't I go take a walk and I can notice the beauty of the mountains. I can notice the beauty of the trees. I can just do a free write and get all these thoughts that I have in my head out of my head, right? So I can connect to nature better, nature meaning my whole environment. And then, or also I can read something inspiring. I can listen to a podcast like this, right? That's something that brings me higher thoughts, higher thinking that can elevate me to higher ground above where I'm currently at in my doubts. So those are proactive things that you can do internally to get you back into the forward flow whenever you decide you want to.
Interesting, because I like that you bring this up, because obviously we're not going to be perfect 100% of the time in everything. No. And obviously there is grace in that. But because I'm interested in, so these four things you want, if you choose to, right? And I like this idea of choice as well, that you don't have to stay in that backwards spiraling bad, you know, where you might not feel confident, self-doubt comes in, all that stuff, which is normal. Those are normal things to feel, especially as an agent, who have lots of stressors and things. But I want to, is it just about focusing, like being mindful of these things? Like, what are some like action items that if I am like, oh, I am just having a really bad day, for example, let's say I'm an agent and I need to prospect because that is how I get business and I'm just not feeling it, right? And I know a lot of agents probably don't feel it all the time. They want to get on the phone for hours. And what are some things that I can do in that moment if I'm like, I need to do this, so I need to get in the right mindset? What are just a couple things that maybe you would recommend an agent do?
Yeah, let me give you two, Haley, two okay. that are really powerful. One deals with the connection to a greater purpose.
Yeah.
And the other one deals with the connection to self and to your decision power.
Okay.
Right. So connection to a greater purpose, for that, you could just start writing a gratitude list. Start writing things that you're grateful for. All the great things that have happened, all the things that have happened in your life. You're grateful for your kids. You're grateful for for this opportunity, for the people that you've been able to help. You're grateful. When you fill your mind with gratitude, that is opposite of what you were feeling before, which is the scarcity. Like, I'm not enough. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can handle it. And so that connection to a greater purpose is all about filling your tank again and becoming aware that actually you are really good. You have so much internal wealth. And in fact, it's from your internal wealth that your success is going to come. People mistakenly associate their worth with things outside of them as if the money's going to make them more confident, but it's actually the awareness of your internal wealth that is what makes the biggest difference. So you can have no money, but you get your mind wrapped around how blessed your life is, how many great things you have in your life, how, you know, all these beautiful things that have happened to you that you can just count. And when you start thinking about it and counting them, and the your health, somebody else's health, all these things, now you feel rich again. And now you're ready to pick up the phone. Okay. That makes sense?
Yes.
The gratitude love that. Is so powerful. It's one of the main things that you can do, right? But if you can't get to that point yet, I would recommend going to a connection with yourself. And that would be, again, yourself is your power to choose. It's your power of choice. And so I would, for me, one thing that I love is I make the choice to go and act and do something. And so I go for a hard run, or I go for an exercise. I work out really hard. I'll do something to be able to let go of this negative energy. This is kind of a connection to nature as well, because it's about letting go of things. But it's also a connection to your personal choice, because to get out there and run, it takes willpower. And so you're exercising your willpower on something else where other people aren't watching. It's completely something you have control over. You can either go and exercise or you don't, right? So I love to use that. I left yesterday, in fact, or a couple of days ago, I felt myself falling into a backwards flow a little bit. It had just snowed. And so I went out and I ran in the snow. I just ran out there, and you would have seen me out there running. I felt like Rocky out there in the snow training, right? But it got me into a much better place afterwards. So it was awesome.
That's awesome. No, I
my power of choice, power of decision, that I
can like choose, that.
Right.
I like it, especially like that, the gratitude one, actually getting a pen and paper and like writing it down and looking at, I love that idea of your internal riches and how that will then transcend into everything else that you're doing. I love it because you're just taking action on the things that are going on in your brain, and choosing to flip it and turn it and try to get back into that flow.
Yes.
And we're almost out of time here, but I did want to get, like, let's say an agent right now is not in flow, right? They're stressed, or they're worried about the future, or like all of these things. There's so many things that agents could be worried about right now. And what should they do? Should they do like a mental inventory of all these things? Should they like start making goals on this stuff? Like what are some action items that they can take right now to start like thinking about these four things and getting into that flow, if that's what they want, that's what they choose?
Yeah, I would recommend anybody who watched this podcast to write down those four things, write down what they are, and then just start journaling about it, right? How was I today on these things? I have my clients fill out a form where they journal about some of these connections, right? On a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that you get is awareness. When people take my course at first, or my courses, the first thing that they gain is awareness. They realize, man, like I do this to myself a lot. I get myself into this backwards flow a lot.
You don't even realize.
Right? Yeah. And you don't even realize it. You just think that, and what you find is that you're not taking responsibility for it. You're blaming the market. You're saying, ah, it's the market. It's that. It's these other people. Oh yeah, these people who are winning, they're unethical or whatever. Like you'll start blaming and judging other people, where what you need to do is take full responsibility for yourself. And so that's always the first step, is you've got to connect to your S, yourself, and understand that it's fully up to you. You are the only one who can make a change. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me, but you can sure do it for you, right? And right. So it's stop blaming, let go of blame, and realize there's something that I can do. What can I do to get into the frequency of winning, the frequency of the solutions, and not that backwards frequency of the problems that just keeps me stuck there? Right. And so, yeah, starting to take that mental inventory. And I think the first step is just take full responsibility.
I love that. That's something, I mean, we could sit here and we could talk about this all day long, but if the agents that are listening to this don't actually go and act on it, then this doesn't help them. And so I would challenge the people that are watching or listening to take these. I hope that you took notes, like I said in the beginning, and do what Marco is telling us to do, take this mental inventory. If they want to learn more, if they want to contact you, where can they find you, Marco?
Awesome. Well, I would recommend that you can add me on LinkedIn. Maybe you can put the link to my LinkedIn down there.
Oh, yeah.
Later on, right? Yes. Or you just shoot me an email at marco@mindtunenow.com. The name of my company is MindTune because everything we've been talking about today is about tuning your mind. Mm. It's amazing how many people they just take it as like, I'm not good enough, or this isn't for me, when there are so many things you can do about it. You can switch it. You have the power to make that choice. And it's just a skill. It's a skill that you learn, which is how to tune your mind so you can get into that forward flow. So yeah, email and LinkedIn, I would recommend just, you know, add me, but send me a message too. Send me a message and I can let you know about the courses we've got. We've got very affordable courses to be able to help you get into this forward flow in a really powerful way.
Awesome. Yeah, we will put all of his information in the show notes if you need that. I did just drop his email in the comments if you guys want that as well. I would definitely take advantage of this. This is gold right now, what we just went through. Thank you so much, Marco, for spending time with us today. I know like this has been just a half hour of your time, so we appreciate you spending it here with us. And for everyone that has been watching, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We do this every single week on Thursdays. We talk about mindset. We talk about action items that you can take to better your business. And in this case, to better your mindset that will ultimately obviously lead to results. So thanks everybody for watching. We will be here again, like I said, next Thursday, same time, same place. And I hope everybody has a good weekend. See you
guys.
Best
wishes to everybody. Thank you so much, Haley. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.